my love bugs. Grand afternoon. It's 4:50 p.m. And I guess we're going to be doing zodiac check-ins. We're going to start off with Pisces and Pisces placements. So I kind of pulled some cards to see if it was like specific to masculine or feminine. And I see divine masculine and divine feminine here, but there's another person here as well. So yeah, I don't know. Just take it as it resonates. If it doesn't, please don't force it to fit you. And listen to another episode just in case that one resonates with you a lot better. This is giving me, this other person is giving me like somebody trying to, it might be like somebody trying to like tag along or like ride on your coattail. Whether you're divine masculine or divine feminine, somebody's like trying to ride along with you guys. Cause I see the pathway here and the journey here. So it's like divine masculine, divine feminine are on like this twin flame journey or something together. But then with this extra person here that's like separate, it's giving me, I don't know if it's on like whose side, but it's giving like they want to come along too. I don't even know what the fuck that really means. It could be like a friend or a family member or like an ex or something like that, but it's definitely a masculine energy. So let's see here. Okay, Pisces placements. We have, there's a secret. There's this decision to make, but I feel like whatever decision you make about something coming up next, your spirit team wants you to keep it on a down low. You feel me? Like, keep that to yourself. Whatever decision it is that you're going to be making soon, keep it to yourself. Okay? There can be a message coming into your phone, or you might see something, or somebody may email you or DM you or something like that. And your spirit team is like, keep whatever happens and transpires within this conversation to yourself. But you definitely have a decision to make. I feel like whatever decision you make, your spirit team is standing behind you for sure. Nine of Wands here. I want you to know you're very heavily protected. You have nothing to worry about. For you to be a Pisces or Pisces placement, you have Queen of Wands popping up. So it's giving me like you're very magnetic right now. You're attracting a lot of things. You can even be like attracting more than one partner coming in, but I feel like maybe you have your eyes set on a certain person and this other person is just like thirsty for you to bring them along to your new beginning as well. And it's like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Yeah. Cause with the Queen of Wands and an Ace of Wands, you manifested like one of your manifestations that you manifested is coming true. This is something that your spirit team probably been showing you, like, this is your path, this is your journey. It's finally time to take, like, that next step on your journey, you know? Like, I look at it as, like, if you're playing a board game, and finally it's your turn to roll the dice again to see, oh, I can take 4 steps forward. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? And you're just, like, you move your little pawn piece on the board, and then it's the next opponent's turn after that, or it's the next player's turn after that. Right now, it's your turn. Pisces or Pisces placements to like move your pawn on the board. And I feel like whatever you roll the dice and you land on, whatever decision you make, it's gonna bring you a new beginning. Yeah. With the Queen of Wands and the King of Cups here, there's a masculine that is like really, really in love with you. You got this person's heart, you got their soul, you got their mind, their body, their spirit. It's like, I see positive things moving forward with this person, but then there's just like a tag along. This tag along has a lot of burdens, and I feel like you're trying to figure out how to fuck to cut this tag along off, or you're like, I haven't talked to this person in years. I don't speak to this person. I ignore them. I guess they're just popping up because they're in your energy like heavy. Yeah, they could be like watching you, cyber stalking you or something like that. Don't get creeped out about it. I feel like with this positive movement forward, you're safe. With the Nine of Wands here, you're protected. But it is time for you to like sit on your throne. So it's giving me, if you were playing like a game of life, right? Whatever choice you make next has you win the game. It's like, you win. You know, how it's like Monopoly or like you call out Yahtzee or like whatever game you're playing, you win. Uno. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever it is, you win. So, that's nothing to worry about. I just feel like they're letting you know that, there is somebody that is like trying to be all up in your biz. So kind of just keep certain things to yourself for sure. But I do see that you're moving forward to whatever destined path that you're on with the Wheel of Fortune here. And you have the pathway and journey. Like you've been going through whatever you've been going through for as long as you've been going through it. And it's like, finally you're at the end of the tunnel. Like you've been seeing the light. And you've been following the light towards the end of the tunnel. And like, finally, you get to see what's at the end and what was illuminated to you in dream time or visions or during readings or like whatever that is. Yeah. Now, this other person, I feel like they're completely at the bottom of the Wheel of Fortune. Like, it's like you're running. It's like you're running them over as you're getting to your destination. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, it's almost like this person's like zombie. Like, they're like the walking dead. Like, whatever they've been doing, they probably been doing shit against you, and they want to come in and pretend like they have not been attacking you or sending you spiritual attacks or causing rumors and drama or like whatever they've been doing in the background. This person is definitely a masculine. Divine feminine. It could be like an ex of yours or somebody you cut off a long time ago, an old friend or whatever. And like, they're trying to come in and flatter you and make it seem like they haven't been doing fuck shit against you this whole time, because like they're on their last leg, they're on their last breath at this point. And I feel like they know that all your wishes are coming true soon, or they can just feel it in their bones. And it's almost like on a movie or something like that, you know. You see Walking Dead or the shows, whatever, you see Walking Dead and like zombie is walking and it's just like one. And instead of getting out and stabbing it or shooting it and wasting a bullet or taking the Michonne sword and chopping it in half, you just go as fast as you can and run over it and it dies. And it's just like, I don't know what that means for this person, but I just see them getting smushed, and it's just like you're on a road and you're running over them and you're like, psh, I'm at the light. I see the finish line. I'm out of here. Bye. Boom, boom. And you just like run over them. I don't know, but they come with nothing but burdens. But the wands with the 10 of wands here, it's burdens that it's like supernatural things are happening to them or something like that. It's like downfall after downfall after downfall. Like a series of unfortunate events, and it's their karma, because what goes around comes around. You were probably minding your business, you just didn't take a liking to this person anymore, or you moved on, or you broke up with them, or you didn't want to be their friend anymore, like whatever the situation is for you, Divine Feminine. And because of this, they were sending you lots of magic, dark magic and things attacking you when you were just minding your fucking business, and karma is fucking them up right now. So with the 10 of wands here, it's like they're overburdened with like demons or fucking bad luck, or just they're cursed or something like that. So it's just a lot of bad shit. Yeah. But then at the same time, they're like, please help, please help me, I need you, I miss you. And they like need your healing or they need your love or something. It's like, no, you don't. Fuck you. Yeah. So with the moon cards here, I see believe in the impossible. Whatever wish you made, you could have done a spell. If you're like into magic, whatever, you could have done a spell. Or if you're into manifesting or vision boards or 369 method, like whatever you do, you pray, whatever. You did something on one of these blue moons. I know the past 2 years, there have been like really rare blue moons. I think one of them was like, we haven't had it in 60 years. And another one, it was like 400 something years since the last time that particular blue moon came around. And it was a super blue moon. So within the last like 2 years, you made wishes or you did a spell, you lit a candle, you did something on the blue moons. So it's like a miracle's about to happen for you in your life right now. Yeah. And also with this, it says it's time to release negativity and work through your fears. So I feel like this person is the release of the negativity. So like, if you ever have a moment where you feel down or sad, or you just feel like things are never going to work out for me or whatever, whatever, that's not actually true. It's this person trying to project this feeling onto you because they want you to be miserable like them, like misery loves company. So if you know your life's been going good and you've been having good vibes and you woke up happy and you're dancing and you're doing whatever, and then all of a sudden you just get really like a shitty feeling, it's this person. You can just pray it away or take a bath or go to sleep or like do whatever you need to do to cleanse your energy and keep it pushing, and just understand, listen to music, like whatever, to raise your vibrations and just understand that it's not necessarily you. It's this person trying to push their energy onto you. So be like, call your energy back to yourself and be like, get your shitty ass energy out of here, you bitch ass nigga or you bitch ass motherfucker. Yeah. Work through your fears, whatever you're like afraid of, or you feel like it's nervous. I said this on one of the episodes the other day, that fear is just not knowing. So whatever you're afraid of is because you don't know what to expect from the situation, the outcome, the person, place, or thing. So just work through that. Any personal issues that you've been having recently, is coming to a resolution really, really soon for you. Communication is key. So I feel like talk to your spirit team about anything you're going through or anything that you want, need, on this next phase in your journey. If you're like, oh shit, where do I start? What do I do first? I need guidance. I need help, whatever. Just talk to your spirit team and they'll help you. Your passed on loved ones, your ancestors are definitely trying to connect with you right now. You could sense them. You can feel them. They're trying to reconnect with you because, they're like, all right, boo, you about to get up out the house. You feel me? Like, maybe you've been in hermit mode for a while and you're like, man, I'm trying to pop out again. I want to do this. I want to do that. Is this actually true? I've been waiting for so long. I don't know what's true, what's not true. I keep going through the motions. Your spirit team is like, tap in with us. Some of you guys could be Hispanic or have like Hispanic bloodline. You guys could work with, Santa Muerte or Santeria, or you just have like Hispanic bloodline, because I see Hispanics on this card. But they're like, yeah, tap in with us, we got you. We're gonna lead and guide you on what to do, where to go, and they're excited to pop out with you. You know, when you lead a house, they lead a house. They're everywhere that you are. It's not like you just, they're just gonna be left on your altar or wherever you have a shrine or like, you know, some type of memorial for them. They're not gonna just stay there. If you going to the store to go shopping, they're gonna go shopping. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you going somewhere on a trip, they're gonna go on a trip with you. So they just want you to know, just tap in with them. And they also want you to remember who you are, your culture. They want you to remember how resilient you are and never forget your belief system. So just because you're about to get some type of abundance, or you're about to, you know, pop out again and have fun and go do all the things that your heart desires, don't forget your connection with your past on loved ones. Don't forget that this entire time you've been going through everything that you've been going through, the gods and your ancestors were there with you this whole time. So maybe you are like alone, maybe you don't have a support system. It could be just you, it could be you and your pets, it could be you and your kids if you have any, and it's just like very lonely and you've been going through all this by yourself. So they're like, when you start getting out and about again, you need help. You're not crazy if you're sitting in your car and you're like, grandma help me, you know what I'm saying, dad help me, mom help me, like brother, sister, best friends help me, like whoever you've been talking to this whole time as your ancestors on your spirit team. You can still call out to them, you know what I'm saying? Take your little time in the car or be in the store. Be like, you guys, I'm going shopping for my new house. Where the fuck do I start? You know what I'm saying? Don't forget your beliefs. Tap in with things that remind you of your culture. Like I said, if you are Hispanic or you have some type of bloodline like that, and you like, I need help decorating, get things that remind you of your culture, or like, you know, learn the language again, or like whatever it is, just do your thing. But I do see sudden wealth coming in, and I see divine masculines popping up as wealthy man, divine feminines popping up as privileged lady. So you guys are both going to be on top of your shit when it comes to bread, when it comes to your money, your finances and things like that. Don't worry about this loser that's trying to tag along, because you can leave they broke asses where they're at with them and all their fucking demons. That's all I got for you. I hope you have fun. Live it up. And maybe even go and, like, tap in with your culture. Like, if you can go to, like, Tulum or, like, you know, somewhere in Mexico, if you are Hispanic, go somewhere that has your people there. And just, like, see the culture. Go get some fucking tacos, you know what I'm saying? Go learn how to make the recipes. Support local artists that is a part of your culture. Just do things that will make your ancestors proud and happy and be like, okay, she's still fucking with us, or he's still fucking with us, or, like, you know, whatever, whatever. That's all I got. I hope you guys enjoyed that short little episode. We're gonna keep it very short today. Peace.